You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
We're joined on the line first of all this morning by Clare Fine Gael Junior Minister Pat Breen. Minister Breen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much for joining us. Is it a good thing for Ireland that Theresa May won last night and was successful in holding on to her premiership?
Oh, I think so. I think it was a very good decision, and I suppose the markets reacted to that early yesterday when the value of sterling went up, when it became clear that Theresa May would win, and the confidence last night in the House of Commons. So hopefully it will avoid the long-running Tory leadership battle, although I suppose when you look at the size of the majority, about a third of her party voted against her. That is still hanging over her.
And if, in a political sense, and I'll ask you the question in general terms, but it's surely untenable for any leader who's lost the confidence of that many of her MPs to carry on with any great confidence in herself.
Well, I suppose this is a unique situation. It's not just confined to the Tory party, Gavin, here. You know, Parliament in the UK is very split on what kind of Brexit deal the country wants. And I think that's the real core of the issue here. The Labour is split. The Tories are split. And while a third of the party voted against her, she still got 200 votes, which is more than she got in 2016 when there was a leadership battle as well.
I mean, there were three contenders, of course.
Of course, yeah, but she still got more votes. But I mean, the fact that there's a split in the Parliament, I think that's the real issue here, and it compounds the situation.
Sure.
So we're really back at square one again.
That was the point I was going to make as well. In one way, we are at the exact, well, not quite the exact same, but at least in a very similar position.
Yeah,
to where we were on Monday. Yeah. Hang on. Yeah. In that, Mrs. May now has this Brexit deal that she cannot sell to her own party or to the opposition. And with that in mind, and considering Dublin's voice will be heard very keenly in this conversation later, what should the EU now do? Should they try to throw a sop to Mrs. May to try and get this deal over the line? Or should they stand firm behind the backstop in Ireland?
Well, as you know, the Taoiseach last night spoke to President Juncker. He had a very lengthy conversation with him. We had our parliamentary party meeting late last evening. The Taoiseach briefed us on the situation. They both agreed that the withdrawal agreement is still the best balanced compromise out there and the best outcome available. And remember, this has been negotiated by the UK and the EU negotiators. Now, Mrs. May heads to Brussels today. She's been given more time, obviously. The deal now will the vote in the House of Commons now will be before the 21st of January. She will have time over the Christmas period. I expect that she will have a very, she'll be in a much stronger position in travelling to Brussels today, given the fact that she has this vote of confidence. Personally, I don't expect to see any changes in the agreement. I mean, the
Taoiseach... But then it doesn't get over the line in London.
Well, I suppose, look, it's like this, first of all, I suppose, the Taoiseach has had conversations with many of the European leaders over the last number of days here. Their support for Ireland is rock solid. This is the whole idea of the European Union. They don't want any member disadvantaged by a member leaving the European Union. So I do expect, I think, to see, some sort of maybe different language, given more clarification and assurances. But as far as we are concerned, the withdrawal agreement is there in red and there's no changes. I mean, it would cause terrible problems if you try to change the agreement. A lot of time you went into putting this agreement into place. And again, going back to what I said to you, this was drawn up by the UK negotiators and the EU negotiators. So I think that she, that they will give her some kind of clarification. They will tinker around with the language. Obviously, the biggest issue here is the backstop agreement for the members of the Tory party and the Labour party. But there will be a very comprehensive meeting today. I think the prime ministers will meet tonight without Theresa May, and there'll be a lot of work done on this, and I presume over the Christmas as well.
But if there is just tinkering with the language, which is most likely, and what you have predicted yourself, then in that circumstance, it's most likely the deal won't get over the line in London. Is a hard Brexit, our nightmare scenario, now more likely?
Well, look, can I just say to you, on Tuesday last, Simon Coveney brought a very detailed paper to Cabinet in relation to the contingency plans and the preparations we have for the various different outcomes. And we have to prepare for those outcomes and what can emerge.
But that is at a the nightmare same time, and as the Minister responsible time, for small business, you know that as well as anybody.
Yes, and that's why on yesterday we met with all the agencies here in the department. We had a very frank meeting with the agencies in relation to being alert of the situation out there, the awareness, and what can happen in the event of a hard Brexit. Now, I think obviously we want to see a deal done here, and I think that the scenario will be, I think a deal will be done. It's in the interests of both countries that a deal will be done, and there needs to be clarification in relation to the deal. But I mean, we have to point out to companies here, particularly small businesses, because they do make up 99% of enterprises here, in the event of a hard Brexit, and that will come in at the end of March, Gavin, the disruption that could be there in the supply chain, which is important, that goods come in from the new year. Be aware of the custom changes, the tariffs, these arrangements.
Sure.
Aware of the standards, the different standards that may come in, the certifications, and all the licensing issues as well. So we have to redouble our efforts in this, and this is why the Taoiseach brought this detailed paper to Cabinet, and my own department is working, all the ministers in my department, but Mr. Halligan, Mr. Humphreys, myself are working close with the agencies here to ensure that we are ready in the event of a hard Brexit.
But you are expecting a deal.
I would hope there would be a deal in this, because I think it makes common sense to have a deal. The reality here is, the big issue here is the backstop. I think that's the issue that concerns most deputies in Westminster.
And
Theresa May and
the
British government have said, Gavin, they are committed to avoiding a hard border. We achieved a lot in the Belfast Agreement by having no border checks. I think nobody wants to go back to that era again, when there was border checks, and particularly people in the north either.
I wanted to get your thoughts this morning as well in respect to the confidence and supply agreement and its renewal, which was announced yesterday. Is this a big win for your party? Some of the papers say that Fine Gael ministers were jubilant last night.
I don't think, this is common sense. We're living in very serious and challenging times, and I think Fianna Fáil realise this, and the two bigger parties realise the obligations they have. And I mean, if you compare Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to compare what's happening across the way in Westminster with Labour and the Conservatives, you can see ourselves that we have put the country over party politics in relation to the Brexit situation. It's very challenging out there, but you can see yourself that the government has worked really well. It's a minority government supported by Fianna Fáil.
Has it worked well?
I think it has, Gavin. I mean, we're the fastest growing economy in Europe, and if you look at the figures yesterday outlined by the ERSI, the growth for next year is really very strong, even in a hard Brexit situation.
Yeah, but
the economy is going to grow.
If you look at this other figures yesterday, the Simon community have had more people looking for their services than ever before. They're predicting an even busier 2018, and more figures again show us how many people are going to be on trolleys over the winter.
Yes, and we acknowledge that, and I think every government acknowledges this situation, that serious situation that's out there in housing and health, and it's a priority for this government, and of course it's something that the opposition parties will be hammering home as well in 2019. But no matter who's in government, I think whether it's Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael or Sinn Féin, the same issues will be out there. You don't build houses overnight, and Micheál Martin said, while it's not business as usual, as I said, he because of the challenging times we've out there because of Brexit, it's important that we have stability here, that we show leadership in relation to the economy. And the economy is growing, and I mean, we're almost at full employment, and that's very positive. And there are issues out there, and it has worked well. And I think if you had an election in the morning, Gavin, you probably would get probably a similar result again, where it would take us 3 to 4 months to form a government. And in the midst of all this, you could have coming up the 31st of March, when the UK could exit the European Union without a deal, and that's something we don't want, and that's why it's really important for us that there is stability there, and I think that's why our partners in the European Union admire the way we're doing business.
Have you given up anything to secure Fianna Fáil's assent on this matter?
Well, I mean, I think Micheál Martin has made it quite clear here that's what's really important here is the stability and have a government in place. When you say have we given up anything, I don't understand what do you mean by that.
But that's what I mean is they were talking a good deal. They wanted to review. They were looking for improvements on housing. They were looking for improvements on health. And have you, as a party, made any agreement with them in terms of trying to improve those matters going forward?
Well, obviously, there's still outstanding issues. I think it's very important to point that out. While the talks over the last 6 or 7 weeks were about the previous confidence and supply agreement, and a lot of that was taken up with Irish Water. Obviously, the situation has changed and will change in the coming months. The priority for any government at the moment, of course, is Brexit, and to ensure, because it affects everybody, it affects our economy, it affects our jobs, it affects our exports into the UK. We export 4.5 million euros worth of goods into the UK, and agricultural goods into the UK, and it's the companies in the border regions and the MSEs, SMEs will be affected. And I mean, I think both political parties have shown responsibilities here, unlike Sinn Féin, who are, you know, playing the same tune as they played in Northern Ireland. They won't go into a power sharing agreement in Northern Ireland. And in the midst of all this, they put another red line up in proposing a border line or a border poll at this very point of time when we're trying to bring the unionists on board.
Very, very quickly, we see details of the winter plan for the UL Hospitals Group. We'll hear more about it on the programme in the days to come. But not much confidence that it will lead to any improvement this winter, I would suggest.
It's going to be difficult. I have to acknowledge that, and we can see that from the trolley figures in the last number of weeks at Limerick Regional Hospital. And we haven't come to the height of the flu season yet, and in January it is going to be difficult. Obviously, Limerick Regional Hospital has to continue to drive more efficiencies to ensure that patients are looked after, particularly in the most vulnerable period when they're out there in the A&E, and that means trying to get more patients that are in the acute beds to try and get them into other hospitals in the region and to work more efficiently.
Are you confident? Have you confidence?
I think everybody's very conscious of it. And I mean, in the end, it's patient safety is extremely important. And we've been talking to, in my office, Nina's talking to patients that have had experience in the A&E. It is not a nice experience. At the same time, when they get into the hospital and when they're treated in the hospital itself, they're treated very, very, very well. So, listen, it's going to be difficult this winter. Obviously, the modular beds that are going to be erected in 2019 that are going to be put into place in 2019 will help the situation. But it's a priority for us to ensure that the patient's safety are looked after. And I think that's something that's really important. I know that the hardworking staff in the regional hospital are very conscious of that as well, and our thoughts go with them at this very difficult time for them, particularly when you have such high numbers in trolleys.
Not so sure it should be a difficult time for anybody going to do a day's work, but we'll see what happens in the weeks to come. Minister Breen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much indeed, Gavin.
Junior Minister Pat Breen there. We'll have Fianna Fáil reaction later on. We'll be speaking with Timmy Dooley in the next hour of the show.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.
Clare Fianna Fáil TD Timmy Dooley is on the line. Good morning to you, Deputy Dooley.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. A couple of the political pundits are asking themselves today, in respect to the confidence and supply agreement, who is the winner as your party re-ups its deal with Fine Gael, which leads to an election, we're told, in early 2020. Most of them are saying Fine Gael won. What's your thoughts?
Well, it's not about winners, to be honest. We see a very considerable amount of political uncertainty across the water. We're going through this whole Brexit debacle. There's a phenomenal amount of uncertainty out there, so there's very big pressure on the markets and on our own economy if this goes wrong. So Micheál Martin has taken a decision to give some certainty in terms of the political position in Ireland and has decided to extend the confidence and supply for up to a year. So
do you back that decision? So a number of people in your party, by his own admission, do not.
And the reality is he has taken the decision. The decision is now taken. We've got to make it work.
But do you back it?
There are some really good... Of course I back it. I'm a member of the front bench and of course I back it. He has reached that position and we get on with it now and we try to ensure that the big issues that's bedeviling Irish society, particularly in relation to the housing crisis and the homelessness that we've all been talking about and recognised is such a blight on our society, that's addressed to the best extent possible. And that we address the issues within the health service. And you do so at a time when we're trying to ensure that as Brexit takes place, that it doesn't impact too negatively on us. And Micheál Martin has taken a tough decision to try and take away any political uncertainty that might exist here, because you can see what's going on across the water over the last couple of weeks. That kind of political uncertainty has huge damaging implications for their economy. We don't want the same here. For sure, politically, it's a difficult decision for Fianna Fáil, but it's the right thing to do for the Irish people and for the Irish economy.
But at the outset of these renegotiations in terms of renewing the confidence and supply deal, your party was seeking a review and you wanted, as you have already mentioned in this interview, to see improvements in terms of how the state was dealing with issues in housing and in health. What have you secured and what has Micheál Martin secured for this continued support?
It's not about securing. The idea of the review was to go and try and find where the gaps were, what mistakes were made, and why things weren't progressing as quickly as possible. That now sets out in very clear detail for us a plan to work through over the coming 12 months as we face the next budget, to try and ensure that we get the commitment from the government to resolve these issues.
So is this the exact same deal as we've had heretofore?
Well, in principle, yes. It's about ensuring that we address the homelessness crisis, the spiralling rents, the lack of availability of houses, and the impact that that's having right across society. Rents are pushed now to an all-time high. That's impacting on people throughout County Clare. It's impacting on students who travel to college in other areas. And we have to try to find solutions to that.
But if this is the same deal as before, why will there be any improvement? And what was the point of the negotiations the past few weeks if it's led to no difference?
There were no negotiations over the last couple of weeks. All there was
meetings
between Fianna Fáil and officials from government departments, teasing through in minute detail why various problems hadn't been resolved, trying to understand what's going on within the HSE, why monies are not properly accounted for, why we don't see the bed capacity that's required addressed and put in place, why we don't see long-term planning and proper budgeting. Those were the kind of discussions that were taking place. That now equips us better to manage as we try to resolve these problems over the coming months.
In truth, is not the case that the politics globally and what's happening with Brexit forced you into a corner? If you had been seen as a party to be forcing an election at this perilous time, you'd have been hammered in the polls.
No, I don't think we'd be hammered in the polls, but we took the view that there's no way that the Irish economy or the situation generally warranted an election for political parties' purposes. We recognise that it would create too much uncertainty, could impact on economic activity, and would be damaging to Ireland. So for that reason, yes, absolutely, the decision was taken to continue with the confidence and supply for another year.
And we'll have an election early 2020?
That's the plan as I understand it.
We'll see what happens on that one. You're in Brussels this morning and you're meeting with a number of European figures, including, as I understand it, some of the prime ministers of various countries. And I know your party leader, Micheál Martin, is there also. What is your message to Europe as a whole today?
Yeah, well, the Fianna Fáil party is an affiliate party of the ALDE party in Europe, which is made up of 8 prime ministers and 5 EU commissioners. So Micheál Martin and I regularly attend these meetings. I'm one of the vice presidents of the ALDE party here. And we're really trying to get across the message that whatever issues there are with the backstop, that those are issues for Britain and not from a European Union point of view. So if there's to be some level of clarification, that's fine. But we cannot see an opening up of the agreement that has already been reached. The backstop arrangement, which is an insurance that there won't be a hard border on Ireland, hard border on the island of Ireland, is really important from an Irish perspective. And we want to ensure that the other prime ministers and commissioners fully understand that from an Irish perspective, and that they're not minded to make any changes as a result of what's happening in the UK at the moment. So we're working to try and ensure that they hold firm on the position that there will be no border on the island of Ireland. So if there is to be some further clarification provided to the UK, that's fine, but it can't be an opening up of the agreement that has already been reached.
But there's been no suggestion that Brussels may relent in its position in spite of Mrs. May lobbying of the likes of the leaders of the Netherlands and Angela Merkel this week? Or is there, have you concerns?
Well, we'll be meeting with the leader of the Netherlands, Mark Rutte, in the next hour, and a number of others. But I suppose our real concern is that as Britain is now in such a crisis, and Theresa May has been obviously back onto to Europe, effectively trying to gain something, we want to make sure that there isn't any opening up in a last minute deal to try and keep her in position. That nothing is let slip. In these final hours, as it were.
But if she only gets that clarification, as you describe it, it's probably not going to be enough to get the deal to the House of the Commons. And as I suggested to Pat Breen when we spoke an hour ago, if that's the case, then are we not looking at a no-deal scenario? Does Europe not have to give her something?
Well, that's the concern that I would have, is that in their desire to try and get a deal over the line, that they would give too much, and that to some extent the border on the island of Ireland might be the sacrifice, and that would impact very negatively on us. So I think we have to use all our best efforts to make sure that that doesn't happen, and I think we have to continue to push the situation even if there is a threat of a hard border. Look, at the reality is that there may be an election in the UK in the not too distant future, so there's it's really difficult to establish or try to understand what's ultimately going to happen there. But we have to fight our corner with the other 26 member states. And, you know, Fianna Fáil is using its best efforts with the context that we have here to try and ensure that they remain united behind us.
So today and the next few weeks sound like a very crucial period then in terms of, shall I say, keeping Europe on guard and watching out for some of the changes that may be called for and what exactly transpires.
Well, very much so. And I mean, that's the decision that Micheál Martin had taken, that we were better using our efforts to assist in ensuring that the ultimate deal is to the benefit of Ireland, rather than fighting in an action on the ground and lose the big prize at the end of the day.
I'll finish with one text from a listener. He says, Micheál Martin is kicking the can down the road and afraid to go to the people. Why is that listener wrong?
No, I don't think he's... I think from a party political point of view, there is such a level of annoyance with this government that it would have suited Fianna Fáil if we were just thinking purely party politics. It would have suited us to have an election right now, because the government are so far behind on commitments that they've made over the past 3 years. But that would not have been in the best interest in terms of creating political instability for the next number of months, when we really should be concentrating on ensuring that we don't fall foul of a negative Brexit deal.
Okay, I need to leave it there, but for now, thanks for joining us this morning. I know it's a busy day, so appreciate your time. That's Deputy Timmy Dooley there on the line from Brussels, and you can keep your comments coming 086 1800 964. We'll try and lighten it up. We're going to try and encourage you all to go shopping local as well when we're back in a few minutes' time. Morning Focus here on Clare FM.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.